The church's handling of clerical sexual abuse of minors has returned to the forefront of world attention in recent weeks, with many decades-old cases receiving new and intense media scrutiny. The head of the press office of the Holy See, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, today published an essay in the Vatican newspaper L'Osservatore Romano, in which he addressed the ongoing crisis of sexual abuse of minors. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Father Lombardi's remarks appear in the Saturday edition of L'Osservatore Romano, published Friday afternoon. The director of the Holy See Press Office addresses the need to continue to seek justice for victims, as well as the need to work so that no similar crisis ever occurs again.
We must continue to implement decisively and truthfully the correct procedures for the canonical judgment of the guilty and for collaborating with the civil authorities in matters concerning their judicial and penal competencies, taking the specific norms and situations of the various countries into account.
Father Lombardi goes on to say that both prevention and the repair of clerical and ecclesiastical culture must involve rediscovering and reaffirming the meaning and importance of sexuality, chastity, and emotional relationships in today's world, and doing so in concrete, not just verbal or abstract terms. Father Lombardi says that formation and selection of candidates for the priesthood, and more generally of the staff of educational and pastoral institutions, is the basis for an effective prevention of the risk of future abuses. The press office director's remarks also address the need to find effective ways of cooperating with civil authorities, even as the church continues to pursue and prosecute criminal abusers according to ecclesiastical law.
While civil law intervenes through general norms, canon law must take account of the specific moral gravity of an abuse of the trust placed in persons who hold positions of responsibility within the ecclesial community, and of the flagrant contradiction with the conduct they should show. In this sense, transparency and rigor are urgent requirements for wise and just government within the church.
Recognizing the immense efforts needed to protect minors and young people, Father Lombardi concludes his remarks by noting that Pope Benedict XVI is a pastor well capable of facing this difficult time with rectitude and confidence. A patient and solid love of truth, says Father Lombardi, is necessary in the church and in the society in which we live, if we wish to serve rather than confuse our fellow men and women. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.